Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, February 27th, 2020 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Store Enso is starting a feasibility study for the possible conversion of an idle paper machine at its Oulu site in Finland for a high-volume consumer board line. Also making headlines this past week, Cascades is launching an expansion plan in the isothermal packaging market in the western United States, specifically Tacoma, Washington. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, February 25th, at 4290, down 41 points or 1% from the February 18th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 3-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 11.3%, followed by Quad Graphics, up 9.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was Neenah Incorporated, down by 9.8%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, up 350%, while the biggest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down 84%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 1%, while the PM40 is unchanged, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. Store Enso accelerates its growth agenda by exploring expansion and production of renewable consumer packaging board. Store Enso is starting a feasibility study for the possible conversion of an idle paper machine at its Oulu site in Finland for a high-volume consumer board line. On a successful completion of the feasibility study, an investment decision could be made by the end of 2022 with startup in 2025. Store Enso's strategy is to invest in growth to support the strong continuous demand for sustainable packaging. This is one of the key strategic focus areas in which the group is building its market share with both existing and new customers. Store Enso already holds a leading global position in this segment. The potential investment in Oulu would target high-quality and low-carbon footprint packaging segments for frozen and chilled food and beverages, as well as for non-food applications such as pharma and cosmetics. The feasibility study will also assess how the conversion could contribute to Store Enso's science-based targets regarding operational CO2 emissions. Based on full ramp-up, the potential top-line sales impact of the conversion would gradually reach an annual level of 800 million euros. Capital expenditures is expected to be 900 to 1,000 million euros during 2023 to 2026. The investment would also include the conversion of the former paper machine and the sheeting facility. It would also include the investments in wood handling, the bleaching thermomechanical pulp plant, the biomass boiler, and the effluent treatment plant. The planned annual capacity of the converted machine would be 750,000 metric tons of folding boxboard, coated unbleached kraft, and liner grades. Dayline Helsinki. UPM strike extended 3 more weeks. UPM says intense negotiations between UPM and the Paper Workers Union continues. On February 24th, the union announced a 3 weeks extension to the strike at most UPM Finnish mills until the 2nd of April 2022, unless a new collective labor agreement is reached before that. The Paper Workers Union strike at UPM Pulp, UPM Biofuels, UPM Communications Papers, UPM Specialty Papers, and UPM Raflatac units in Finland began on the 1st of January 2022. Currently, approximately 200 union members work at the mills in tasks critical to society, such as power plants and the water treatment facilities. UPM will service its customers from its mills outside of Finland to the extent possible. At this point, UPM will not disclose estimates of the economic impacts of the strikes. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Italy. Sappi expands mill facility in Italy for sublimation papers. In the next 2 years, Sappi will be investing a sum in the low-digit millions to expand its Center of Excellence for Specialty Papers at its facility in Carmignano, Italy. With this investment, the company plans to increase production capacity to support further growth in the existing dye sublimation business, in combination with an improved first-class service and lead times. As early as 2018, Sappi recognized the importance of sublimation paper for the digital transfer printing. It took over the specialty paper business of Cham Paper Group, a Swiss group of companies internationally active in the field of specialty paper, with high-performance mills in Carmignano and Condino, Italy. The opening of the Digital Solutions Center in Carmignano a year later supported the launch of an additional product innovations in the field of sublimation printing, for example, the TransJet Tacky Industrial and TransJet Drive. Now, Sappi is committing to further the site near Venice with an investment of several million euros. The Carmignano Center of Excellence will be further strengthened by the end of 2023, the company said. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Talo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline, Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades launches expansion plan in the isothermal packaging market. Cascades announced an expansion plan in the isothermal distribution market with the commissioning of a new production site in the United States in Tacoma, Washington, and with the launch of new products under its NorthBox brand of insulated boxes for fresh foods. The new Cascades EnviroPack Tacoma production site marks the start of this expansion in the United States with a first startup in the American West. It includes a new automated line for manufacturing isothermal packaging under the NorthBox brand. Its state-of-the-art automation systems makes operations more labor efficient. This new site will allow Cascades to increase its production capacity and expand its geographic coverage in the growing isothermal distribution market for ready-to-eat and ready-to-cook meals delivered to home, as well as fresh fish and seafood. While its infrastructure was originally located in eastern North America, Cascades is opening up opportunities in the West to meet the demands of customers in that sector. Cascades is also expanding its line of eco-designed NorthBox ocean products. This alternative to non-recycled packaging in the fishing industry contains a minimum of 65% recycled fiber and is recyclable. The proprietary and patented sealing technology is perfect for maintaining freshness while transporting fresh seafood, the company said. The new design of NorthBox Ocean is adapted to the assembly lines of fish farmers in order to increase their operational efficiency. Experts at Cascades have also developed an innovative automated assembly system that minimizes costs for the client. Dateline Riceboro, Georgia. Fire damages equipment at D.S. Smith Riceboro, Georgia paper mill. An early morning fire left a wood chipper damaged at a D.S. Smith paper mill in Riceboro on Monday, February 21st. According to Riceboro Fire and Rescue Chief Dennis Fitzgerald, shortly after 5 a.m., units were dispatched to the facility on Interstate Paper Road. Upon arrival, Fitzgerald encountered heavy smoke and flames coming from the machinery sitting approximately 80 feet high. Riceboro Fire Station 12 and units from Hinesville were called to help fight the fire. Hinesville firefighters doused the emblazoned wood chipper with a ladder truck. Fire officials say flames were reaching heights of 10 feet or higher as they released sawdust in increments to extinguish the fire. It took nearly 4 hours to bring the fire under control. The fire was extinguished by 10:30 a.m. local time. No injuries were reported in the fire. Dateline Canada, no injuries reported following fire at Weyerhaeuser facility. The County of Grand Prairie Regional Fire Service was on the scene at a Weyerhaeuser sawmill after a structure fire at the facility at about 6 a.m. local time Monday, February 21st. A total of 30 firefighters from Claremont Dunes, Benison, Sexsmith, and Grovedale, plus fire brigades from International Paper, were called to the fire. The fire was found inside of the building wall, which made it difficult to access. Crews remained at the scene to put out hot spots to make sure the building was safe. No injuries were reported, and the building remains operational. The county fire marshal was on the scene at the sawmill working together with facility workers to investigate the cause of the fire, which was unknown at the time. Dateline Kalamazoo, Michigan. Graphic Packaging to close their Battle Creek, Michigan facility in August of 2022. Graphic Packaging International reached out to Battle Creek city leaders on Thursday, February 17, 2022, to inform the city that it's planned to close the Battle Creek facility. Graphic Packaging employs approximately 200 employees at its Battle Creek facilities. The initial target date to close down operations in the city is expected to be in August of 2022. City leaders said they plan to work closely with the company to ensure that those not offered positions at other graphic packaging locations have the resources to find jobs within the city. Graphic Packaging International, a Fortune 500 company that completed a new $600 million facility in Kalamazoo. The company produces packaging cartons for dry goods, frozen items, and beverages. They are an important part of the nation's food supply chain. And that goes without saying. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Dallas, Texas. Kimberly Clark acquires majority interest in Thinks. Kimberly Clark Corporation, the pioneer of menstrual hygiene products, announced late last week that it has completed its acquisition of a majority stake in Thinks Incorporated. That's T-H-I-N-X Incorporated, an industry disruptor and the leader of reusable period and incontinence underwear category. The company made an initial minority investment in Thinks back in 2019. Thinks continues to be a leader in the reusable period and incontinence underwear category. With the continued advancement of hybrid environments, more consumers are staying and working from home, and they are demonstrating increased awareness and consideration for the category. Market trends also confirm that consumers are seeking these additional solutions for their period and bladder leak needs, Kimberly Clark said. Terms of the transaction are not being disclosed. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor sells McKinsey assets for $70 million. Canfor Corporation said Thursday it plans to sell its forestry and mill assets in McKinsey for $70 million. In a news release, the company said it has entered into a letter of intent with McLeod Lake Indian Band and Tiskay Dene Nation to sell its forest tenure. Canfor said it also entered into a separate agreement with Peak Renewables to sell its McKenzie site, plant, and equipment for a combined price of $70 million. Canfor said it will work with both McLeod Lake and Tiskay on a definitive agreement to transfer the tenure and seek approval from the province. The company said the tenure will provide both with greater oversight and control over resource development within their traditional territories. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging hits green goal of achieving net zero water validation. Green Bay Packaging says it's reached a milestone in its commitment to sustainable water use. The company says its Green Bay mill achieved net zero water in its production of 100% recycled containerboard paper, the first ever UL with validation of this environmental claim. UL is a global safety leader establishing the first industrial global standard of its kind. Quote, environmentally sustainability Environmental sustainability, that is, has always been the core of Green Bay Packaging's values. Our goal is to operate the most environmentally friendly mill system in the United States, with water quality in our communities a primary focus, says Green Bay Packaging President and CEO William Kress. The net zero water system at the Green Bay Mill reduces water demand through the use of reclaimed water and alternative water sources, offsetting the need for fresh water consumption. The goal in achieving net zero water is to transform a water-intense process into a more efficient process, returning more water to the water source than has been removed. Dayline Burnaby, British Columbia. Interfor completes acquisition of EACOM Timber Corporation. Interfor announced that it has completed the previously announced transaction to acquire 100% of equity interests of EACOM Timber Corporation from an affiliate of Kelso & Company effective February 22, 2022. Eric LaRouche has been appointed as Senior Vice President of Eastern Operations and will be responsible for Interfor's manufacturing, woodlands, and forestry activities in Eastern Canada. LaRouche has over 20 years of experience in forest products industries in both the United States and Canada, and was previously Ecom's Vice President of Human Resources. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.